Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hello?
Hey, Donnie.
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Oh, not much. I got bad reception, I reckon. Scott, I can't hardly hear you.
Okay, let's see if we can work.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can. Can you hear me?
Let me call you back and try again.
This is Wrangler National Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8 is a winner.
Passion and pride.
second ride. Down in back of the chutes makes it rise and burn. He's got his spurs on the heels of his boots. He's at the point of no return. Climbing over that chute gate, he settles down inside. The tension's rising, but he can't wait until they turn that bull outside. He's a satisfied, hooked on his second ride. Hooked on his second ride. Hooked on his second ride.
Rodeo fans, that's right. I'm your host, Scott Misek, and you're listening to the Making 8 Outreach back on the Ranch Radio Show. Joining with me tonight is one of the cowboys of the SSBR, also the president of the SSBR, and Donnie Newman. And hopefully we'll have Donnie on here momentarily. Donnie, how you doing tonight, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself, Scott?
We're doing all right, man, doing all right. First off, we're going to jump right down to it, man. We're going to talk about some of the action that's been going on. You know, the SSBR had a great 2009 season, and we're going to talk about some of the riders there momentarily. But, you know, we have really started off the 2010 season with a bang. And, of course, it started, October 10th, which is 10-10, to start 2010. So, and I'm kind of a superstitious little fellow there. I figured, well, hey, you know, I'll definitely throw that in there. But, you know, the SSBRs really started off on a big note. You know, they had started off our event down in Port Charlotte. And, you know, of course, you were doing the announcing down there. And
yes.
I know the fans just eat that up. They just love having you down there on that, on that microphone.
Make me blush if you ain't careful.
Well, we definitely are trying to do that. We don't want to tell Carl any of that stuff here. You know, we're going to make Donnie blush on the Making 8
Radio
Show.
Yeah, don't let him see my sensitive side, okay?
That's right. But, hey, I'll tell you what, you know, Brian Corson come out there and make one of the best rides I've seen Brian make since he was back on the PBR tours, man. That guy got the job done down there. What do you think?
Well, for his age, you know, Brian's getting on up there. He's still got it, and these young guys, they need to pay attention to him. That old bully got on, jumped out there, too, and turned back to the right and got a little bit faster and a little bit faster when he's coming around. Old Brian stuck it on him, and, you know, and not to sell anybody short, but them Okeechobee bulls, they were pretty decent that night. And then Peace River Rodeo and them come along, and, you know, and Jamie Randant and them. And the short round was out of control, probably the best short round I've seen in a long time. You know, but Brian, he's still doing what Brian does best. He grits it out. He's not the prettiest rider in the bunch, but he's the toughest and grittiest, I can tell you that.
Yeah. Now, unfortunately, I don't know if you heard, but just earlier this past week, he ended up breaking his ankle. And
yeah, I heard about that. That's very unfortunate. I hope he'll be ready for the finals at least.
Well, you know, I spoke with his wife yesterday, and I spoke with him today, and he said that surgery went well. You know, he's got some plates and some screws in there, but that joker, you know, I mean, you talk about true grit, Donnie. You and I have sat around, we talked about Corson at, you know, after many rodeos and talk about how tough that guy is,
and there is no doubt. Doc say that he'll need to be out 6 weeks. I'm not sure if he's going to last that long, but I can tell you one thing. He said that he will be there at finals. So he's made his reservations, and he's going to be there. I can
believe it. He'll be that guy that put the spur on the cast if he has to.
Oh, you know what? I wouldn't be surprised to see that myself. With that cowboy. But tell you what, that was just one heck of a good event. We really enjoyed it. You know, they didn't have any riders make it in that short go around. I mean, those bulls that were there. They came out and they bucked. But
I'm gonna tell you something. But the short rounds we've been putting together there at Port Charlotte, I'm telling you that. It's almost a, in my opinion, a PBR-type quality. I mean, the bulls, they're just Chris and Jamie and Matt Clemens and Brian Massey, all them guys, they're putting together some stuff, Florida's been overshadowed for a long time, and a lot of people don't realize that Matt Clemens, a lot of them big-ranked bulls out west, they come from them Sergeant Strike breeds and stuff, and way back in the day, Oscar Clemens and them used to sell them guys out there, and a lot of people don't realize that's where a lot of them great bulls got started back in the 60s and 70s.
Yeah, so, you're right. Well,
trying to put Florida back on the map again slowly but surely.
I'll tell you what, though, it's kind of happening. I mean, we got some good riders. Look at Caleb Sanderson, one of the best riders, won the championship last year for the SSBR, is now sitting in 34th in the PBR standings in contention for Rookie of the Year. And, I mean, that joker is coming out riding bulls. And, I mean, so Florida's kind of coming out. These cowboys from Oklahoma and Texas going to start looking out.
Yeah, and I'm a firm believer you're only as good as the bulls you get on. So if you want to raise the bar, you got to get on something that's going to make you strive to be better. And these guys, these young guys that's coming up right now, that's what they're doing. They're wanting to get on better bulls. They're asking for better bulls. So we've set our rules to where, the bull has to maintain a certain point level or it just can't come back to the SSBR event. So it's helping out. It's showing, it's a lot. It's taking time and progress, but we're getting it there slowly but surely. Plus, Caleb comes from a talented area over there, along with Tater Porter and everything. So,
yeah, that's right.
And guys, they're born to ride bulls over there. They're just cowboys all around in Kissimmee and Kenansville.
Yeah, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. Well, we unfortunately did not get down to the event down in Miaka City last weekend. It was actually a 2-day event down there, and it was really unfortunate. I'm telling you what, from what I heard, I missed one heck of a good rodeo down there both days.
I tell you, I don't know if, I'm not sure what happened. Them old boys, they didn't get one in the short round again, both days. And, Wagner ended up winning the first day, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. And, correct me if I'm wrong, please, because that was a couple weeks ago. I've been bumped in the head a couple times.
No, you would be right. You would be right. But actually, on the first day, they did have, they did have some riders that made it in the short round.
Did they?
Yep, they sure did.
Okay.
This is what I got coming down there. Now, I know Brian actually got injured. He was on one of Jamie Randam's bulldog, kind of pulled his groin or something like that, which he'd been aggravated, that injury. He's been dealing with that for the whole 2009 season just about. And, so he ended up pulling out on Sunday. But the big talk was this guy Fernando McGill from Fort Worth, Texas.
Yeah, where did he come from?
I'll tell you what, that's what I was wondering. Man, it's the first time I seen him on there, and I was like, holy cow, who is this joker, But this cowboy, he come to take home some money. And he ended up finishing second, but the big talk of it was a 90-point ride he made on Mold Digger of Jamie Randam.
Yep.
That
was a good ride.
That, from what I understand, was one of the best. And I'll tell you what, that's a big way to start off 2009 season, the first 90-point ride. That was something spectacular. But Wagner Luciano did it himself on two bulls. He had Dirt Devil with Chris Stewart, and then he had D1 Ditto in the short round and was able to make both rides. That put him in first place for the first day.
I do remember that D1 Ditto ride. And I'll tell you something, that bull is He's a small bull, but he's real strong and heavy, man. He kicks way up over his head, and he'll spin tight and move forward. And Wagner, and I've only seen that bull ridden one other time by Clay McIntyre, and he was 83 points at Port Charlotte at the team championship, and I believe he got ripped off because that bull, There's just something about him that shakes them guys. One week he'll jump right in the gate and be 90 mile an hour kicking up over his head, and the next week he'll be real strong and real powerful. I'm not sure what it is about that bull. But the funny story about that bull is Chris Stewart and them bought him at the Arcadia Livestock Market.
Really?
Yeah. Bought him right there at the livestock market in Arcadia. So, you know, it just goes to show sometimes a small, wise investment turns into be a good, you know, a big deal. So, I mean, I think that bull's going to be around for a long time.
Well, that's for sure. That is for sure. Well, let's talk about some of the stuff that happened on Sunday, man. I actually saw some of the shots of the week that were posted on the SSBR website. Any of you fans out there that want to find out about the SSBR, you can find out. Log on to SSBRnow.com. But I'll tell you what, one of the shots of the week was Team Making 8 members Ty Harris from Arcadia, Florida. And I'll tell you what, he went 76 on a bull they call Problem Child, man. And that bull was reared up so daggone high, I swear he looked like a bronc.
Yeah. And that's the only thing that hurt him. If that bull would have kicked as high as he was rare, and he'd have been 106 points. There's a similar ride to that in the PBR a long time ago. A couple years ago, Mike Lee on that Mesquite Heat, I don't know if you ever seen that. I believe it was Fort Worth where he did it at. That bull did the same thing. And Ty is not built like Mike Lee. When that bull started rare, and Ty is kind of long and lanky, I figured he was going to have a little bit of a problem getting out over him, but he stuck that sucker like it was no problem. And that bull pretty much reared like that through the whole ride almost, and he would rare and then kick up a little bit, and then rare and then kick up, and old Ty, probably the best I've seen Ty ride in a while. He looks like he's getting his head on straight.
Well, that's good. That's good. That's good investment for Team Making 8, you know. I mean, you know, here we are really believing in this joker, you know. And he did have a rough 2010 season. But, you know, I mean, you know, really a lot of it is psychological. When you got a lot of things outside of the arena, you know, maybe kind of drawn in, you know, it can really mess with a guy. And then you get bucked off one or two bulls. Man, it just seems to go downhill. It is hard to dig yourself out of that one.
They'll beat themselves up. I've seen guys go 90 points one week and next week fall off a bull. They've probably been 72 points. They won't ride nothing for 3 weeks because they knew they shouldn't have fell off that bull, and they'll beat themselves up so bad.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure. But I'll tell you what, we had some pretty good rides. I mean, Jimmy Lathro went 86 on Taz, and then we had Taz is owned by Rand and Lee, or is that a Chris Stewart bull?
No, it's Chris Stewart, Peace River Rodeo. That bull's been around a while. He's starting to come into his own. Like, he's bucking pretty good here lately. He's doing the same thing, too. He's right in the gate, and he'll go, most of the time he'll go to the left, or he'll go to the right. And he's just like a big old rocking horse, you know. He's got a real heavy bull, real heavy in the front end. You got to stay out over him pretty good, so.
Right. Well, then
he comes around nice. He's just a good sucker right now. He's looking real good.
Yeah. Well, then we had Rooster McKeeman went 79 on short notice. And, of course, I think that was the start because, of course, that put him in the short round. But, you know, going on down, of course, we had Wagner Luciano makes another ride on Master Blaster and goes 80 points. And then we had Justin Walker on Dutch Duck. He went 77. Now, Justin Walker made one of the best rides I've seen him make, too. Really looks like he's starting to come out this season as well. I mean, he makes a good qualified ride in Port Charlotte and comes out here in Miami City and makes another really good ride.
Well, he's a young kid from high school. I can't remember if he graduated this year. He's got one more year left. But him and his dad, they come to every event, you know, and that they can. And we don't get to see a whole lot of them, but when we do, it seems like he's progressing better and better, and he's real, real silent, you know, real quiet, nice-mannered kid, you know, and he's just a good guy, and that's one of the guys I like to see, you know, making a race for it in the future. I mean, he's getting better. His form's getting better. I don't know if he's getting on a bunch of practice bulls or whatever, but if you pay attention to him from a couple years ago, which is the vantage point that I have of seeing these guys over and over again through the years, I can tell, you know, if they're getting better, their mechanics and everything. You know, me and Carl, we sit back and look at tapes all the time when we get bored on the weekends. And it's amazing watching these guys come up. But I think he's going to be one of the contenders in the future if he can keep pressing on.
Yeah, I really believe so, too. I mean, just watching him come out. Start of the 2010 season. I mean, he's really made a good statement. And just to see his, like you said, see his mechanics You know, that guy's definitely got it. He was really impressive to watch. And,
So,
I mean, definitely got to tip my hat to that guy. But, you know, then they went into the short round, and Rooster McKeeman goes 87 points on Moody Who. And Kenny Hammock is the only other qualified rider in the short round. He went 81.5 on Pretty Boy Floyd. I believe he ended up injuring some ribs during that event as well. You know anything about it?
Yeah, that old Pretty Boy Floyd, he's a real consistent bull. He's going to jump out there and turn back to the right almost 95% of the time. And he kind of had an off weekend. You know, normally they score about 84 or 85 on him. He's a real good, solid bull. And he kind of slowed down there towards the end. It hurt Kenny, and it got him strung out a little bit. And when he went to get off, he come off right up underneath. It kind of jerked him right up underneath, and the bull stepped on him. And I didn't see it until I watched the replay. And because it happened that fast, it was like away from me. I was pulling gates, and I just happened to look back and saw him getting up holding his chest. I was like, oh, that can't be good. And then we went over there and watched Teresa Bryant's replay, and sure enough, it stepped on him right there. But he's a tough kid. He laid there in the arena for a little bit, and they were calling medics, and he got up and said, I don't need no medic, leave me alone, and he walked out of the arena. So, I mean, I don't know the follow-up story if he went and got it checked out, but he's having a little bit of trouble breathing, but I know he's sore for sure.
Yeah, you know, I actually had the opportunity. I ran into him just the other day. Was down at one of the other ranches down this way watching some bulls buck, and of course, Kenny was there, and had the opportunity to talk with him just a little bit, and he said that he's still sore. He hasn't went and got it checked out yet, but you know, those cowboys, man, they're cowboy tough, and I'd look to see him back, you know, probably this weekend. I know that the call-ins are actually going on right now as we speak down for Fellsmere, as well as one of your events going on this weekend in South Carolina, correct?
Yep, definitely.
Well, I'll tell you what, man, you know, the SSBR is definitely kicking things off right, you know. Now, let's talk a little bit about some of those events that are coming up. Of course, you see it on the SSBR Now website, but, you know, they've got the deal signed up, and you know, I believe that Rob Smets has got his plane ticket in his hand. He's looking to come down here to Florida in November, man. What do you think that event's going to turn out to be?
Man, I'm telling you what, I am so sick to my stomach because my brother's wedding is that night and I can't go. You know, and Rob Smets, an icon, dude. He's a legend, you know. And I'm excited, you know. I really wanted to be there, but, you know, golly, I couldn't believe it when you told me that he called into the radio show, and then he's booked to come to Fort Myers. I was like, good Lord. I was like, of all the times, my brother, he better know that I love him.
That's for sure. You better make sure that he knows it, too. But, yeah, I'll tell you what, man, it's going to be a good time down there. We look forward to it. And then, of course, you know, Macon 8's going to be out doing our broadcast live in Las Vegas during the finals. And, you know, we had looked to have you booked down there to come out to Vegas with us, Donnie, but, you know, I hear some great opportunities have opened up for you, and you're going to be kind of out making some big dollars, or making some good dollars anyways.
Yeah, man. Things have been a little bit tough for me here lately, and I got an opportunity. I'm going to try to take advantage of it while I can for a little while, you know, and I really – And you never know. I might show up in Vegas. You just never know. I may not be talking on the radio, but I'm like the wind. I'll just blow through, and you just don't even see me, and you might, you know. But, yeah, I was really looking forward to that. And just to sit out there at the NFR. I've only been at NFR one time, and I was looking forward to being in behind-the-scenes action, you know, and watching the bullfighting, you know, and Weasel turned me on to bullfighting, and Carl did, and I got really into it, and, you know, and started paying attention to that. And them guys, man, they're animals. I can tell you that right there. They just don't get the appreciation or the notice that they should sometimes. But it is that job, you know, them guys. That's why that's where the freestyle comes in. That's where they get their recognition, you know. Hey, watch this guy right here. Oh, and he can protect cowboys. So
that's right.
It's a good deal. But
I'll tell you what,
don't count your eggs before they hatch. You never know, I might be out there.
I'll tell you what, we hope that happens, man. I really do. We definitely wanna hang out there with you a little bit, you know. I know you'd spent some time out there before, and you know, shoot, you can kind of give us the behind-the-scenes tour, keep us out of trouble from all the tourists that
are here. Oh, you don't want me in there. You don't want me out there with you. I might get you in trouble.
Well, that's all right. I'll have the wife with me, too, so maybe we'll have a good balance out there or something.
Well, we'll get her in trouble, too.
I don't doubt it, Don. You're liable to get us all in trouble. Now, you already turned us on to the left-right-center game, and I got a son that's already addicted, you know. Too bad we can't bring him out there, huh? We'd really make some money at it.
I'm not playing with that kid anymore. That sucker takes my money every time.
I'll tell you what, though. You know, for the time that you're going to be gone, though, you're going to be missed down here in Florida, man. We're gonna miss having the poor Charlotte announcer down there. I was talking with Carl.
I appreciate it.
Well, you know, you do such a great job, man, and I know the Bull Riders love hearing you, you know, as well as the fans down there. You really make it entertaining, and, you know, you make it fun for the crowd. It's a great event to go to, but, you know, they've got a replacement, I guess, already lined up. Carl said that he's got his name on the hat due to announcing down there. And
goodness.
Yeah, by the time you get back, man, we're gonna be meeting you at the plane, telling you to get down to Port Charlotte and get another announcement for us. So.
Well, I appreciate that. I love that place down there, you know. And it all started one night. Doug Walker used to announce with Carl, you know, and Doug couldn't make it, and I sat there, and I wasn't fighting bulls or anything, and I said, I'll do the announcing. Give me that microphone, and it kind of went from there, slowly but surely, you know. I like announcing. I like the crowd. I love making the crowd want to come back, you know, or laugh at least. Because sometimes, you know, you go to these bull rides, they treat it so serious and stuff. And you know, I do statistics and stuff. I look on the internet and who won first here and who did that, and it adds to it, you know. And I have a blast doing it, I can tell you that.
Well, yeah, and you know what, though? I got to tell you, man, you know, it's just fun. And, of course, you've got that Southern draw, and really makes up and draws in the attraction to the crowd. I mean, I wish I could do what you do as far as that announcing goes. You know, and we definitely want to look to get you on the on our radio show as well. You know, I think the fans love hearing you. So when you do get back and you've got some time, if you're not doing an announcing one day, we'll get you to jump up here with us in the announcing booth when we're live doing one of the events down there.
No problem, man. No problem at all. You know, I have no problem doing that. I love helping. I love the sport of bull riding. It's cost me to get divorced. It's cost me to lose girlfriends. But you know what? It's a great group of guys down here, and I sure do have a good time. But, you know, take life one step at a time, and I do appreciate it. I appreciate the opportunity that Carlin has given me and everything, and you know, making 8 Radio and helping the SSBR out. But I will tell you, boy, I get more nervous announcing than I do whether I'm getting on one's back or stepping in front of one for a cowboy. I know that.
Well, I'll tell you what, we had a good season this year. You know, of course, the 4th of July, you were actually part of Team Making 8. Brian Corson whipped you into being a part of Team Making 8, and you had the opportunity to get out there and ride a little bit. I know it felt good, man. There's no doubt about it, huh?
Oh, yeah. For a couple days it did. Then I woke up Tuesday morning, I couldn't hardly walk. I was like, oh, yeah, boy, it sure felt good that night. But, no, it was good getting back out there with them guys. You know, it's been a while since I've got on one. So, you know, I went to the practice pen. We had that bullfighting school earlier this year and got on about 4 or 5, and I could walk the next week or so. So I was like, well, you know, and then I was joking around with Brian about it, and he goes, I need another teammate. I said, I'll do it. Ha, ha, ha. I started laughing. He goes, okay. And, you know, Brian ain't the kind of guy you just tell no. He comes back and he goes, okay, it's me, you, and Bobby Laughter. I was like, no, man, I was just kidding. You need to get somebody that you can depend on. He goes, you're riding. I was like, yes, sir. No problem.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what you say when you're talking with Brian, you know. If he says, hey, this is what we're going to do, you know, by God, you're going to do it, you know, because that guy right there, like I said, he's definitely true grit cowboy, man. I love the dad.
He's
such a good friend.
He's a tough hand.
Yep, but I'll tell you what, man. Listen, I know you got to break off here. You got some phone conferences, things coming up for this new job that you got going. But Donnie, I really appreciate you jumping on the horn with us, man, and kind of filling us in on some of the events that we've missed. You know, we're going to take a break after we let you go, and then we're going to come back and talk about some of these riders that are sitting in the SSBR finals. Now, do you think you're going to make it back for the finals?
Oh, I'll definitely be there. I'll be announcing the finals. I wouldn't miss that for the world. There's no doubt about that. you know, the Nisbets, they put together a good show down there and Hendry County Tourist Development and all that. And, yeah, it's going to be – that's going to be a good week. I encourage people to come down to that event because there's a lot of extras coming on. I know you got Mickey Cash, right, coming, and it's just going to be a, it's going to be a good weekend. You know, I wouldn't miss that for the world. Good event, good calls, good people. You know, it's going to be a great time.
Well, not just some of the best bull riding that we're going to see, because we're going to have the top-ranked bulls of 2009 there.
Right.
But we're also, and the top 30 riders. But we're also going to have a fishing tournament. We're going to have a golf tournament, man. I'm telling you, this is going to be so much fun down there. They're going to have skydiving. You know, this opportunity is really set out for the fans to be involved with the riders as well. Get to know some of the cowboys of the SSBR.
Yep.
You know, I've already got a boat lined up. We're bringing it down, man. We will be on the lake first thing in the morning, get out there trying to get our quota for the day, trying to get our weight, man. You know, I'll tell you what, man. And of course, you know, I'm probably gonna try to drag Brian Corson out there with us. I mean, that guy there, he not only rides bulls real well, but he can hunt. Now I figured, you know, or he can fish, you know. So we'll take him out there and see what he can do. Drop some line in, see if he can't work with us a little bit. They are giving away a belt buckle for that fishing tournament. So
I know,
hey,
I'm all about
the belt buckles, man. I'm all about the belt buckles. Well, hey, maybe we'll reunite Team Making Eight from the 4th of July. We'll get Bobby Lathrow, we'll get Brian and you. And we'll all jump on a boat together, go out there and run.
Dang right. Ain't nothing to stick a dynamite can't handle.
That's right. Well, hey, you know, I don't think there's any rule book set on that, was there?
No, I ain't seen the rules yet, but, you know,
all right.
It might be in the fine print that we can use it. That's what I'm looking forward to, the fine print.
That's right, man. It's all about
Half
the fine
net
print.
Net on dynamite, whatever it takes to win. We're going to get that buckle.
There you go, man. That sounds good. Well, hey, listen, buddy. Want to wish you the best of luck. When are you set to take off? Do you know yet?
It should be the second week of November is what it's looking like right now. So until then, I'll be hitting as many events as I can and hanging out with everybody. So believe me, I'm going to miss it. I'm going to miss everything. There ain't no doubt about that. And anybody who knows me knows I love this sport just about more than anything in the world. So
yeah. Are you going to make the Port Charlotte event there? On the 7th?
As of right now, I don't know. I'm waiting on a call. That's what the conference call here in a little bit's about. So as soon as I get it figured out, I'll know if I'll be there. And if I am going to be there, I'm not going to let Carl know. I want him to sweat a little bit so he thinks he has to announce.
There you go, man. There you go. Well, I'll tell you what. He'll certainly be doing that because you got some pretty big boots to fill there. I know that the fans, like I said, they just love it down there.
Well, I like making a festive environment. I just have a good time with it, you know. And sometimes I get a little crazy, but, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
Hey, rodeos are all about having fun, buddy. But, hey, listen, man, I won't hold you up any longer. Thanks for calling into the show, and best of luck to you, man. Hope to see you down there in Port Charlotte in November. But if not, we'll definitely see you at the finals.
Yes, sir. Thanks again, Scott.
All right, Donnie, take care.
Yes, sir.
All right, rodeo fans, there you have it. Donnie Newman, president of the SSBR. Jumping aboard with us. We still got phone lines open, 646-915-9940. We're going to slide on down, take a short break, rodeo fans. Y'all go refill your water bottles, get a grip. We're making eight. We'll be right back.
This is Wrangler National Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making eight is a winner.
Faded old blue Wranglers, dusty cowboy hats, pair of scuffed up boots upon your feet, can of pork and beans that you opened with your knife. It ain't much, but it's all you've got to eat. You think of what your daddy said, if your money should run low, just call, I'll send you bus fare to come home. But you're just too proud to take it, and home won't be the same. Now you've had a taste of rodeo. You set out on the road, soul. You wouldn't turn back now, even if you could. You were born to follow rodeo. All your money's gone, except the $20 bill. But that's your fees to enter old Cheyenne. And all that's in your favor is you and your try, and a deep, gnawing, desperate need to win. As you step out on the highway with your thumb up in the air, in your mind the promise has been made. If this way of life don't kill you, or you don't starve to death, you swear you'll be the champion someday. You set out on the road to seek your boyhood dreams, to satisfy that hunger in your soul. You wouldn't turn back now, even if you could. You were born to follow rodeo. Faded old blue Wranglers, dusty cowboy hat, a pair of scuffed up boots upon your feet.
Doing, folks? This is Donnie Newman with the Southern States Bull Riding Association, and you're listening to the SSBR on Macon8.com.
Well, hey, girl, what's your name? Haven't I seen you before? I recognize them dark green eyes when you do see dough across the floor. Are you alone or are you with someone? She said, a matter of fact, I'm not. So I took her hand, that's when it all began, and we headed towards the parking lot. And she said, hey boy, do you mind taking me home tonight? Cause I ain't never seen a country boy with tires on his truck this high. I said, climb on up and watch the cup that I spit my dip inside. Country boy can survive. And I knew then she was my kind of girl, cause she was singing every single line. And she slid on over, put my hand on her shoulder, and I asked her what she wanted to do. She said, it really don't matter where we go, just as long as I'm riding with you. She said, hey boy, do you mind taking me home tonight? Cause I ain't never seen a country boy with tires on his truck this high. And I said, climb on. Tires on his truck this high. And I said, climb on up and watch the cup that I'm spitting my dip inside. Now hold on tight, cause it's gonna be wilder than any exit you could ride. Yeah, hold on tight, cause it's gonna be wilder than any exit you could ride.
Billy rode the bulls in the big rodeo. Dixie loved a man and she told him so. Dixie loved a man and she told him so. Brought a bad bull to the big rodeo. Said he killed a man out of New Mexico. Dixie said, Billy, please don't go. Don't ride that killer in the rodeo. You're the only man I love. I need you so. Billy, he looked at Dixie, looked her right in the eye. Said, I'm a wild bull rider and I love my rodeo. I'd ride that bull to hell and back for the money and the show. Yeah, my pappy was a pistol, I'm a son of a gun. I ride wild bull just to have some fun. And the higher they get is a little too low for me. Said the higher they get is a little too low for me. Billy rode that killer out of New Mexico. He rode across the Rockies through the rain and the snow. Rode across the desert to the shining sea. Rode across the water out to Hawaii. Rode across the water out to Hawaii. Aloha, hi. Aloha, hey. Aloha, hi. Aloha, hey. Billy rode that bull around the world and then he rode him out to Jupiter and bounced again. Picked up Dixie, away they did fly. Like a shooting star sailing through the sky. Like a shooting star sailing through the sky. And I could hear Billy say, he said, I'd rather be a lover than a fighter of wars. Be from Oklahoma than the nebulous stars. Spend a lot of time in some honky-tonk bars. From Memphis to the China Sea. Yeah. From Memphis to the China Sea. And I'm a wild bull rider and I love my rodeo. I'd ride that bull to hell and back for the money and the show. Yeah, my papa was a pistol, I'm the son of a gun. I ride wild bulls just to have some fun. And the higher they get is a little too low for me. Said the higher they get is a little too low for me.
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. That's right, you're listening to Making Eight Outreach back on the Ranch Radio Show, and I'm your host, Scott Misick. Tonight, we are breaking down some of the things that have been going on with the SSBR. I've been talking a lot about some of their events here starting off the 2010 season. Great way to do it, just had Donnie Newman, president of the SSBR, on the radio program. Still looking to take your call, 646-915-9940. If you want to give us a shout, say hey, let us know what's going on in your area, and we'll be happy to talk some rodeo with you. We do have some PBR action we want to talk about. They're getting ready to break into their finals, and we look forward to watching that this weekend. We've got a lot of things coming down the road here, but we want to talk about some of the riders of the SSBR that are going to be at their finals in La Belle, Florida, going on this January. And tell you what, rodeo fans, if you're in the Florida area, you might want to make your way on down there. You know, the weather's going to be great. It's going to be a great indoor arena, and we definitely look forward to seeing some of this great bull riding action down there. But, you know, last week we talked about our last show we had. We actually talked about James DeSantos, Hunter Carter, Ricky Maddox, Mark Pinero, Michael Ruman, Newt Matson. You know, but tonight we're going to talk about some of the guys that you know, they're sitting in the top 25, and, you know, starting off would be Ryan Jones, you know, from Lakeland, Florida, sitting in 24th spot right now. And let me tell you, this guy is one good hand. Had an opportunity to ride with this guy, seen him down at the practice pens down in, you know, Winter Haven, Florida at C.J. Brown's. This guy here is just a true, he's a good person. You see him outside the arena, really has high standards and high morals for himself, carries himself really well. And I'll tell you what, he's not he's not a bad bull rider. Let me tell you, this guy can get it done. Rides in the PRCA quite a bit. You see him in a lot of the PRCA shows. He's got a good traveling partner, Nick Kakuza, which we'll talk about here momentarily. But, yeah, Ryan Jones is definitely one of the best. He's well known. You'll see him out there at all these events. Loves that. He's got a mohawk, actually, glued onto his helmet. So this guy comes out there with just, I mean, he's a ball of fire. Great to be around. But really enjoy seeing him at these events. And we'll see him down there at the finals. You know, our 23rd slot is Bobby Lathrow from Fellsmere, Florida. Now, Bobby was part of Team Making 8, one of Brian Corson's team members, you know. Had some bad luck earlier this season, but he came back out and was actually making some really good rides closing out 2009. So, you know, I definitely look forward to seeing him in the finals. You know, this guy is another one that really stands out. I mean, you'll see him. I mean, this guy's got some shiny, you know, blue and white chaps, you know, I mean, this guy he comes out there real flashy, but, you know, when it comes down to business and comes down to riding them bulls, I mean, he gets it done, and that's what counts. So, you know, definitely look forward to seeing him at the finals. Then sitting in 22nd spot will be Nick Kakuza, and Nick Kakuza is actually Ryan Jones's traveling partner. This guy goes out west, was out west actually quite a bit this summer. Missed a few of the shows down here, but, you know, when he came back, he came back with fire, and, I mean, he was ready to ride. Saw him down there at the practice pens when they had the bullfighting clinic, and, you know, this guy, I mean, he knows how to get it done. You know, so really, I mean, sitting in 22nd spot, I would definitely see Nick Kakuza, you know, probably move up, you know, in the championship, you know, or in the finals event. So who knows? I mean, really, this is any guy's ballgame. I mean, you got a lot of younger guys, but you got a lot of guys that have been riding for a while. Nick Kakuza, one of them, rides in the PRCA quite a bit, so you'd see him. But he's from Auburndale, Florida, sitting in 22nd spot. And then sliding down to 21st spot would be Welton Silva, one of the Brazilian cowboys. You know, this guy, we see him almost week in and week out, any of the SSBR events. This guy knows how to get it done. You know, Welton Silva, a really good hand, you know, would definitely look to see him. Has won a few events this year, you know, so I would certainly say that this cowboy there has what it takes to, you know, to be in the hunt for the, you know, the at least to win the finals itself. You know, I mean, Welton Silva would definitely be one of those top contenders. You know, he's riding real good still, but like I said, he's got that Brazilian in him, and I'll tell you what, you know, these guys that come out just have no quit, you know, these guys from Brazil. So definitely look forward to seeing him at the finals as well. Sliding down the 20th slot would be one of Team Making 8's own and Ty Harris. Now, we were just talking about Ty earlier this week. Had a really good ride in Miami City. You know, definitely look forward to seeing him get things done. It looks like he's getting back on his game. You know, both when we saw him there and in Port Charlotte, you know, this guy here has got a lot of try in him. Real young cowboy, was just able to get through high school. You know, hit a bunch of rocky roads going in 2009 last season, but really believe he's got things situated now, and he's really focused on riding. So I would definitely look forward to seeing Ty, and of course we're supporting him. He's one of Team Making 8 members, you know, so he knows how to get it done. The Arcadia Cowboy, but that's going to round out our you know 20th through 30th slots. You know, if you guys want to talk about some of the riders or if you're a rider and want to call in and give us a shout, let us know what you think about the finals coming up or what do you think about 2010 season. 646-915-9940. Them phone lines are open. You know, we want to open it up. This is your show. We were here to talk about the SSBR, but, you know, if we don't, we're gonna slide back and talk about some of the PBR action. Before we do, though, we are going to slide down, take another radio break. If you guys want, you know, slide on down, go refill your water bottles, and, you know, we'll be right back. Like I said, you're listening to Making 8 Radio on Making8.com.
I was snapping out Bronx at the old Flying U at 40 a month of plum good buckaroo. Well, the boss comes around and he says, says, hey, my lad, well, you look pretty good riding horses that's bad. You see, I ain't got no more outlaws to break, but I'll buy you a ticket and I'll give you a stake. It riding them baddens, well, you ain't so slow, and you might do some good at the big rodeo. While they're putting the bull in the chute, I'm strapping my spurs to the heels of my boots. I looks that bull over, and to my surprise, well, he's a foot and a half in between his two eyes. On top of his shoulders, he's got a big hump. I cinches my rigging just back of that lump. I lights in his middle and I lets out a scream. He comes out with a better and the rest is a dream. Well, he jumps to the left and he lands towards the right, but I ain't no greenhorn, I'm still sitting tight. Dust starts to fogging right out of his skin. He's waving them horns right under my chin. That sun in his belly, he couldn't be beat. He's a showing the buzzards the soles of his feet. He's a dipping so low that my boots fill with dirt. He's a making a whip of the tail of my shirt. He's a snapping the buttons right off of my clothes. He's a bucking and a bawling and a blowing his nose. The crowd starts to cheer him on me and that bull. Well, he needed no help. Well, I had my hands full. Then he goes defense rowing and weaving behind. My head went popping, I sort of went blind. He starts in high diving, I lets out a groan. We went up together, buddy. Come back alone. Up high, I turns over, and below I can see. He's a pawing up dirt just a waiting for me. I can picture a grave and a big slab of wood saying, here lies a twister that thought he was good. I know this is something don't seem can be true, but the brand on his hip was a big blind you. When I landed, he charged, but I got enough sense to outrun that old bull to a hole in the fence. I dives through that hole, and I want you to know I ain't going back to no big rodeo. And straddling them bramers, you can bet I'm all through. I'm a sword putting it back to the old flying mule.
Hey, this is Carl Saletti with the Southern States Bull Riding. You're listening to the SSBR on Making Eight.
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. Making8.com, and you're listening to our Back on the Ranch radio show. We're here to take your calls and talk some rodeo action with you. 646-915-9940. We'll be happy to sit back with you. Kick off your boots, and let's talk some rodeo. Tell you what, we've talked a lot about the SSBR. Really starting off with a bang here. They got 2010 off and rolling. You know, we got Wagner Luciano and Rooster McKeeman, of course, sitting in first and second place after the Mayaca City weekend that we had, two-day rodeo event down here. You know, they had some good payouts, and, you know, it was a great weekend. We were definitely sorry that we missed it, but I would certainly say that, you know, we're going to do our best not to miss too many more of those. You know, we did have a lot of other things going on, you know, with the Port Charlotte event going on and Brian Corson, you know, winning that event down there, winning the first event of 2010. Unfortunately, he's had a run of bad luck, actually broke his ankle riding a horse during the week and, you know, had to have some surgery. But surgery went well, and he definitely looks to be back before the finals in January. So, you know, one of those true great cowboys we were talking about, and these guys live it day in and day out. They know how to get it done. But we're definitely here to talk about some of the other rodeo action going on with you. If you're out of the state, you know, Florida, want to talk about your events that you have going on, or just talk about some of the things going on within rodeo itself, 646-915-9940. I mean, we can talk about some of the different things that have been happening in the news with rodeo. I mean, you got, you know, the helmet controversy as to whether or not they're going to mandate the use of helmets, you know, that type of thing. You know, we also have the issue or the thing going on with Rob Smets at the Equa Games and during the Vegas finals or the Wrangler National Finals in Las Vegas. You know, it's going to be going on at the same time at South Point Casino. We're going to be out there broadcasting live. If you want to talk about the bullfighters or anything going on with that, of course, we had the opportunity to have Rob Smets on our show just a couple weeks ago and really had a good time talking with him. Definitely look forward to talking with him some more going into the event. Of course, he's going to be down here in Fort Myers, Florida at the Lee Civic Center on November 21st, putting on a really good event down there with the Southern States Bull Riding. So great opportunity for you rodeo fans to get on down and see Rob. You know, if you're not able to make it out to Vegas, it's a great way to get out. I know he's going to be doing some autograph signings and things like that in the area. So if you want to find out about him, log on to ssbrnow.com, or you can get a hold of us here on Macon 8. We'll be happy to get you in that direction and make sure you can get down there and spend a weekend hanging out and the opportunity to meet Rob as well as some of these superstars here in the Southern States Bull Riding. So anyhow, rodeo fans, we're going to slide on down. I believe we're going to take one more short break, and when we come back, we're going to talk some of the PBR action that's been going on. Of course, these Cowboys are definitely getting ready for their Vegas finals starting off this weekend. It's going to be a big one. I mean, they've got a lot of things at stake here. You know, we'll also talk about some of their events that they just had. Unfortunately, believe we lost one of the Cowboys down there for a year at least. You know, just one of those unfortunate deals that happened in the sport of rodeo. But, hey, you know, I'm sure Ryan Dirtito will be bouncing back, and we look forward to seeing him. Want to wish him well while he's out recovering. But, anyhow, 646-915-9940. Rodeo fans, give us a call. We'll be right back.
Go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. When the gates come open and they let in the crowds, it's time to step up and start knocking them down. When the clock hits zero, I'm gonna be the hero of life. But infamy is my destiny. I got my teeth knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself walked off, started to couldn't win it. Got myself back up, bear down, and go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. I'm grinding gears in a Chevy like Junior on Sunday, and I'm gonna wear the crown till you take it from me. 8 seconds, you know it's really rough when we ride. Going hard out the chute like I'm Justin McBride or Ron Coleman. Cowboys ain't never about folding. Too busy living life, fall out for the moment. Parks Bonifay couldn't see me on a wakeboard. Tony Hawk shivering since I got my skateboard. Go ahead. So go ahead. Go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. The opposition shows up and starts running their mouth. It's time to suit up and show them what it's about. All eyes are on me, it'll never make me nervous. I'll be as cool as a Sunday morning service. I got my teeth knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself barked off, stomped and couldn't win it. I got myself back up, bear down, and go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on.
welcome back, rodeo fans. You're listening to Making Eight Outreach back on the Ranch Radio Show with your host, Scott Misek here. We're sitting back talking rodeo with you, looking to take your call, 646-915-9940. We're going to slide out down here and talk about the PBR here. You know, I got to tell you, this has turned into be one of the greatest years for the PBR, I really believe. This is really going to what the PBR and what any rodeo association is looking for in the competitiveness. You know, this is where these riders are going into the finals. You know, you're looking at less than 1,000 points between first and third place. I mean, we're talking about 780-something points separating Cody Lostro, Guilherme Marche, and J.B. Mooney. And any one of these guys have an opportunity to walk out of there as a world champion. You know, this is not something that's set in stone. These guys can come in there and have injuries, or they can have, you know, some issues that occur. They could fall off, and you know, I mean, these bulls that are going to be coming out to the finals are going to be the rankest bulls all year long, and they are going to have to ride, you know, the majority of their bulls to take home that title of world champion. Right now, Cody Lostro sitting in first place. Second place is Guilherme Marche, and he's only 294 points behind Cody Lostro, and then J.B. Mooney is sitting there 785 points behind Cody. So, you know, and then you look at Zach Brown sitting in fourth place, you know, and Valderon Oliveira, you know, he's another one sitting in fifth. So, I mean, the opportunity is really there for these guys to get a handle on this thing, you know. You got guys like Sean Willingham out of Georgia, you know, the Georgia Cowboy sitting in 10th. You got Chris Shivers, you know, one of the veteran guys, two-time world champion himself, sitting in 11th. You know, these guys are going to be putting it on. You know, we talked a little bit about Caleb Sanderson sitting in 34th place. You know, I mean, this guy here has ridden 45% of his bulls. He was only in 16 events. You know, so he was in only about half of the events of the season in the Built Four Tough Series, rode 45% of them, and he's sitting in 34th spot. I mean, he would be probably up in the top 10, and, you know, I mean, who knows? You know, we look at the potential for a win there or whatever. So, you know, 2010 really opens up the door for Caleb Sanderson, who's also one of the Florida Cowboys, won the championship for the SSBR last year. So, one great opportunity. You know, another cowboy that we're going to talk about, Cody Nance from Tennessee. You know, I mean, this guy's riding 41% of his bulls. He's been at 34 events and has ridden 14 times. So he's ridden almost half of his bulls as well. He's actually won a couple Built Four Tough Series events, two of them, I believe. So this joker here, I mean, this young cowboy is a hand. He knows how to get it done. He is sitting in first place right now in the Rookie of the Year standings, and sitting in 28th spot for the finals. So, you know, this is, you know, some great action. Now, unfortunately, Ryan Dirteater, who was sitting in 23rd, sustained a pretty bad injury last week in the last event before the finals. Really unfortunate for him, but I believe it's going to be some surgery that's required on his knee, and that's going to put him out, they're saying, for at least a year. Not real sure. They said it's a pretty serious injury. I haven't gotten any updates, but if you've got opinions or if you've heard anything about it, you want to talk about it, give us a call, 646-915-9940. We'll be happy to talk about it. But, you know, the thing that the PBR is really focusing on going into this weekend is that the top three riders in the world, you know, between Cody Lostro, Guilherme Marche, and J.B. Mooney, account for 11 of the 31 event wins. That's over a third. You know, one-third of the event wins went to the top three bull riders. And, you know, these guys are so close and so tight-knit, you know, for this championship. And, I mean, they want it so bad. But I'll tell you what, if JB comes out of nowhere and wins it, you can bet that Guilherme and Cody Lostro will both be out there to congratulate him. That's the type of sport that we have right here. And that's why I love bull riding so much. I mean, the competitiveness is there, yet the friendships are there. These guys travel week in and week out together, are always at these events. But, you know, this is something that is really going to come down to be one of the biggest events for the PBR, one of their biggest finals yet. And, you know, I cannot wait. It's going to start this Friday. I believe they're going to have the first three rounds, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So Rodeo fans, I'm telling you, you better get it on Tebow if you're not going to be out, or if you're going to be out hitting rodeos yourself. You're not going to want to miss this action. And it is going to be tight all the way through the finals. I mean, you know, I really believe that anything can happen, you know, and when you've got guys that are out there like Cody Nance and Caleb Sanderson, you know, these guys come out and really set a standard and make some great rides, you know. Tater Porter won it back in the 90s, you know. He actually won the finals down there. And, shoot, man, I would love to see Caleb Sanderson or Cody Nance or one of these other guys come out of the woodworks, you know, and really put a spotlight on, especially being rookies, you know. But, you know, like I said, primarily it's going to be the top three riders that are going to be in contention for it. You know, and I really think that, you know, when you see guys like veteran guys like Guilherme Marchi, who's, you know, the reigning 2008 world champion, you know, I think that, you know, those other guys are going to have a lot to compete with when they get out there this Friday, and they're going to start things off, you know, hot and heavy. It's going to be one heck of a good event. So, like I said, if you guys have questions or comments, give us a call, 646-915-9940. Now, you know, we're talking to PBR, we're talking to SSBR, you know, we've talked a little bit about Rob Smets and the Equa Games going on during the Wrangler National Finals out in Las Vegas coming up in December. You know, we've got Rob Smets coming down here for the SSBR in Fort Myers. I'll tell you what, rodeo fans, Macon 8 is jumping up there. We need your help. We need to get you involved. So give us a call, 646-915-9940. We want to hear from you. We want you, the listeners out there, to be able to take part and talk rodeo with us. That's what we're here for. You know, I'm not up here to sit back and yak in y'all's ear for an hour or an hour and a half. We want you guys to voice your opinions about rodeo, because you guys are the ones that are paying to go and watch these guys, watch these athletes take on these massive bulls, you know. But let me tell you, rodeo fans, we've got a lot in store. The, you know, Macon 8, you know, outreach is really changing shape. It's taking its form as to what we're going to do for the rodeo industry. And I truly believe that Macon 8 is going to have an impact on the sport of rodeo. You know, we're not going to let things off, but we're working behind the scenes. We're working on these sponsorships. We've got some lined up for the 2010 season. We're looking to get some more. So if you want to be a part of what we're doing, you know, and you're either an association tuning into it, and it doesn't matter where you're from, rodeo fans, if you're an association that wants to promote your sport, your deal, we've got a place for you here on Macon8.com. You know, we've also got a place for our sponsors. You know, we've got commercial breaks that we do during our radio programs. We've got, you know, advertisement space on our website. You know, we've got marketing, different marketing and promotional things that we can do for you. You know, we definitely want to get you involved in the sport of rodeo. We want to keep rodeo going. And of course, times are tough with the economy, but I'm telling you right now, Macon 8 is where it's at. We're going to have an impact on this sport, but it's going to come down to you, the fans, getting involved with us and showing the sponsors and the associations that you want more. And, you know, we're going to talk about some of those things coming up here in the next few weeks as we start to really unfold and show you, the fans, as well as the sponsors and the associations, what Macon 8's all about. You're going to really see, you know, what we're here for. And, you know, this is where it comes down to you all being involved, getting a grip with Macon8.com. 646-915-9940 is our call-in number. We're going to break things down, take another break, let y'all sit back and listen to some good old rodeo music. Y'all stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Up the trailer to the pickup truck and drive off through the night. and truck stop food and crisp adieu. Yeah, it's big show time.
They come rolling in hell bent to win. Yeah, they draw a number and wait. I say a prayer, throw their hand in the air. The second they open the gate, everything's getting faster, faster. The whole world's spinning faster, faster. Hear the crowd screaming faster, faster. Yeah, you better hurry up, you better stitch it up.
When you're on the ride, counting those seconds down, it seems like two lifetimes when you're bucking and tossing around. But there's a buckle waiting at the end of the night, enough money to make the next show. And a winning day is worth the pain. And even though you're healing slow, everything's getting faster, faster. The whole world's spinning faster, faster. Hear the crowd screaming faster, faster. Yeah, you better hurry up, you better stitch it up. Hang on.
Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8, it's a winner.
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. You're listening to Makin8 Outreach back on the Ranch Radio Show. We're sitting back talking some rodeo with you. And actually, rodeo fans, while we were away taking a break, I just got a pop-up on my Facebook. You know, don't have an opportunity to really sit back while we're on the air and watch it. You know, but we do have it up and running. So if you want to pop in and say hey to us there as well. You know, one of the questions that was brought up, though, was, you know, with Ryan Dirty, there's injury. Do you think it's the youth that makes him accident prone? And, you know, I wouldn't say it's youth. It may be, you know, he's so aggressive to win. You know, he's trying so hard that maybe he puts himself in bad situations. You know, and then, you know, the other part of it is it could just be bad luck. I mean, you know, being at the wrong spot, you know, at the wrong time. You know, these guys here, I mean, I know firsthand because I've been in that situation myself. You know, it actually put me out of the business of bull riding and being competitive on the circuits because, you know, I mean, and it wasn't anything that the bull did. It could have been somewhat of my aggression. It could have been somewhat, you know, I mean, if I'd have hung on and sat right and not blew my spurs, then I wouldn't have went headfirst into a fence, you know. It's just one of those things that happens. But, you know, I mean, Ryan Dirtyder is a young cowboy who's got a lot of try in him. Had an opportunity to meet this cowboy when he was down in Tampa. Really young, nice to talk to, great hand. But I'll tell you what, you know, his aggression could be part of that, of what's causing his injuries this year. 646-915-9940. If you want to comment about it, you know, maybe you know Ryan Dirtyder firsthand and have had an opportunity to talk with him. We'd love to hear what you have to say about it. You know, you the fan, 646-915-9940. And, you know, just so you know, I mean, this sport is so dangerous, you know. that, you know, just because you wear a helmet and all the protective, you know, equipment that you can, doesn't leave you out of getting hurt when you're getting on these, you know, 1,500-pound, 2,000-pound animals. They are unpredictable, but at the same time, it's our job to overcome that. And, you know, it's just one of those things that happen. It's unfortunate in the business, but it's expected in the business as well. I mean, it's not unheard of to have those type of injuries, and it's a matter of how bad you want it. It's a business decision as to whether or not you're going to go back and get back on. Ryan Dirt Eater has a lot of talent riding bulls, but I would certainly say that we'd look to see him get back from his injury. You know, like I said, these phone lines are open. If you guys have questions or comments, 646-915-9940. We're rounding things down. We're in the last 10 minutes of the show. If you guys have questions or comments about the rodeos, make sure to give us a call. If not, we're just going to keep playing some rodeo tunes and wrap things up. We're going to take another short break, rodeo fans. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Brian Corson, and you're listening to Making8.com.
this is Weasel with the SSBR Bullfighter Finals, last 3 years in a row. You're listening to MakingEight.com.
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. That's right, you're listening to MakingEight.com. We're back on the ranch, taking calls from you guys, the fans out there. We want to hear from you, and actually, looks like we've got our first caller on the air right now, so we're going to slide on down. MakingEight Radio, you're on the air.
Hey, Scott, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you tonight?
Pretty good. I just have a comment about the Ryan Dirt Eater thing.
Okay.
I think it could possibly, he doesn't have the experience that the others may have. I know, you
right.
know, he's young, and there's a lot of young ones there too, but he just seems accident prone to me. And I love him. Don't get me wrong. I really do. I think he's great. But he just can't seem to get a break this year for some reason.
Well, you know, some of it may be like we were talking about earlier is, you know, the inexperience of getting off in the right spot. Now, I will tell you this. The injury that he sustained from this past weekend, he actually had his spur stuck in his bull rope. So he got hung up and got wrapped up underneath the bull. You know, really in a situation like that, you know, when you're talking split seconds out there, you know, that's something that you can't control a whole lot. And it's really unfortunate that it would happen to a guy, well, really any cowboy that's out there riding, but especially a guy like Ryan Dirt Eater, because he is such a good kid, and he's got such a good heart, and he's got a lot of passion for the sport. But, you know, really, I truly believe that, you know, a lot of it may just be, you're right, it may be some of the inexperience when you're getting off or when you're, you know, around in that arena, knowing where to be, you know, but a lot of it is where that bull's going to turn back, you know, and you know, you're not riding the same animal every week, so you can't get a fix on that particular animal because each one's going to be different, you know, but I definitely appreciate your comment. I think that, it brings up a lot of questions as to whether or not, you know, some of these younger cowboys do have the experience and whether or not that may cause them to be hurt, but, I certainly appreciate your call, and hopefully you'll keep tuning into us. You know, 646-915-9940. If you guys have questions or comments about what we just had, you know, like the incident with Ryan Dirt Eater or really anything going on with the rodeo, and, of course, we've got finals coming up, but we're going to slide on down, take another call. MakingEight Radio, you're on the air. Oh, looks like we lost them there. That's all right. We'll see if we can't get them back. Like I said, you know, these comments these opportunities are here for you. So, you know, this is your time to make comments about the rodeos that are going on. And we'll be certainly happy to answer them as best we can. If we can't, then we'll get somebody else on here who can, let me tell you. We're going to slide on back down. Looks like we have another caller. MakingEight Radio, you're on the air. Hello?
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 Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you. Are you there? Well, it looks like we're having some issues with that one there. Like I said, phone lines are open, 646-915-9940. Only have about 5 minutes left in the show, rodeo fans, but we do want to hear from you. If you missed this show this week, you can always tune back in next week when we'll be live back on the ranch. I believe we're going to have another, not sure if it's going to be Monday or Tuesday of next week, but we will have another Back on the Ranch radio show. We're going to talk about the PBR finals, and we'll talk about anything rodeo that y'all want to talk about. Like I said, these phone lines are open. We're here to take your questions or comments, 646-915-9940. Appreciate the fans and the callers that we did have tonight. Hopefully we'll get some more next week, and definitely want to say thanks to Donnie Newman, president of the SSBR, for joining us, you know, as we were back on the ranch. And, you know, it really is, you know, it's a great opportunity. But, hey, looks like we got one more caller. See if we got time to take him. MakingEight Radio, you're back. You're on the air.
Yeah, well, I lost you on my cell phone a minute ago, so I called back.
Okay. How are you?
Doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. What's your question or comment?
I saw it on Facebook. You said you needed callers to your live show, so I called in. What are
Wonderful.
We talking about?
we're talking anything rodeo. We've actually only got about 4 minutes left in the show, but we've been talking a lot about the PBR and things that have been going on. Of course, we've got a big weekend coming up and starting the first round of the PBR finals. And, we were talking about Ryan Dirt Eater and his injury this past weekend, which is probably going to put him out for near a year. Really unfortunate, but we had a couple callers on it that kind of gave some question as to whether or not his inexperience played into effect or if he's just having a run of bad luck for that kid.
I think Brian is just having a run of bad luck because even though he is young, Brian has a lot of raw talent and he has a lot of experience. We raise rodeo bulls. We rodeo with Diamond S Enterprises out of Barnard, Missouri, and there's two or three of us stock contractors, and we do a lot of local shows here in the Midwest.
Right.
Ryan has a lot of raw talent, and Ryan rides better than a lot of the older boys that have been on him for years and years and years. I think he's just had a run of bad luck. And
yep.
It could, look how much talent Tuff had. Tuff got pulled down by a bull, and there's trying to think of the other kid, Mike White. Saw him busted
right
up in Kansas City. Mike can ride a bull better than anybody else around. And
right.
Ryan is going to be right up there with him.
Yeah, I would definitely look to see him bounce back. But, hey, listen, we really appreciate your comment. We're going to break things out. We've only got about 2 minutes left in our show. But thanks for calling in, and definitely make sure you tune in with us next week because we're going to be back on the ranch as well. Looks like we got one more caller, only got about 2 minutes left, so we'll see if we can't squeeze this one in there. Megan 8, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. What are you doing, Scott?
Oh, not too much. How are you?
I'm doing great. I just thought I just happened to be scanning through Facebook and seen you needed somebody to call in, so I thought I'd just call in and give you a bad time.
Great. Well, I'll tell you what.
You know who this is?
I certainly do. You can't mistake that voice here. The kamikaze himself, Rob Smets. And we were talking a lot about you earlier in the show, Rob. We're actually only got about a minute left in the show here, but we've had some great callers calling in. We've been talking about the PBR, getting ready to start this weekend off.
Who's the pick, the consensus pick, who's going to win the world?
I'll tell you what, I think JB's going to come out of third place and do it.
All right, I'll take Marchie.
Okay, we'll see if Marchie has what it takes to repeat. Now, I'll tell you what, are we putting a wager on this? Because I don't want to have to go down there to Fort Myers with my pockets empty here.
Well, I'll put a little wager on it. How much you want to wager?
Oh, man.
I'll wager you dinner.
That sounds great. Rob, we'll do it. We'll wager dinner down there Friday night, okay?
Okay, somebody's going to be out of steak.
I'll tell you what. I won't eat for a week just to make sure I have enough.
I got somebody. Kendall Beecham just says I side with you on Marchie. Bet more than a steak. That just came up on my Facebook.
All right, we'll see what happens there, Rob. But hey, listen.
So somebody else is listening to us. Take care, buddy.
All right, Rob. Take care. Have a good one.
All right, adios.
All right, guys. Hey, there you have it. We're going to break things out here, rodeo fans. Like I said, next week we'll be back on the ranch taking your calls and talking some rodeo with you. We got the first three rounds of the PBR finals coming up, and I know the SSBR is going to be out in Fellsmere as well as South Carolina. Going to see if we can't catch up with some of the cowboys of the SSBR. Try to give you an update on Ryan Dirt Eater as well as Brian Corson, one of the SSBR riders. So until next week, rodeo fans, make sure you get a grip, get explosive with Makin8.com.
Got bucked off and stalled in Albuquerque tonight. And all the money I let slip away is still on my mind. I hope I can make it up to Reno by next Friday night. But I ain't so sure, 'cause the bill's been piling up way too high. So tonight I'm going out and drinking and hanging out with my friends. And this Sonny Leopard playing the after party again. Well, I can't be down. Corey Rash held on the cash for a good ride. And Pandora's box lost the fight with Tater Porter tonight. And that Bull Kid Rock was no match for Justin McBride. And no wrong. Sang the Star Spangled Banner. With his troughs clear, got him standing for a hometown Louisiana crowd. And Sean Willingham's blue chaps represent the old dirty South. So tonight I'm going out and drinking, hanging out with my friends. And Sonny Leopard's playing the after party again. Well, old Chris Shivers only knows one guitar chord, and that's fine. We got Sonny Leopard playing the after party.